The Red Centre is waking up to its first full day of a three-day lockdown ordered after a worker at the Granites gold mine in the Tanami Desert who travelled through the airport tested positive for the virus. Last Friday, he spent 7 hours at Alice Springs Airport Cafe before getting on the plane to Adelaide. Health authorities in Alice Springs have been racing to vaccinate people in the town and also in remote Indigenous communities that surround it. Dr. John Boffer is the Chief Medical Officer at the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress. John Boffer, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
This lockdown's been in effect since 1 o'clock yesterday. That's less than 2 hours after it was announced by the Chief Minister. Are people in Alice adhering to the snap lockdown?
Yeah, look, they are, Fran. Everyone's wearing masks. It's really pleasing to see. Congress made, we had 10,000 masks that had been donated 12 months ago. We made them available very quickly, but everyone is wearing masks in the community. There's a lot less people on the streets, and people only really are going out for the five reasons that we heard about. And so it's, it's been a great response.
One of the reasons, of course, is testing. There was a bit of concern about the testing capacity in Alice, and also worry the shops would be overwhelmed when lockdown was announced. What's happened there in terms of testing? Do you know?
Oh, look, I think, there is a limited testing capacity, but we have capacity to, we've got rapid testing at both yep. Congress and at the hospital, so we can get results very quickly. And we have the capacity to do a lot of tests. It can take some time to get results back, but we've swung that into action. And, people, even all week, because of what's been happening in Darwin, there's been a lot more testing happening with people with colds and various other things, which is somewhat reassuring. We had one young fellow yesterday rang up our hotline and advised us that he'd actually been on the plane going to Adelaide with the positive case last Friday, and he bought a car down there and driven it back. So he was back in town. He got tested within a couple of hours. He's negative. He's now in quarantine. So, that's the sort of capacity we've got thanks to these rapid gene expert point of care testing machines.
And what about vaccination? Because there's been some talk kicked off by the Federal Health Aboriginal Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt not long ago about vaccine hesitancy with Indigenous communities. Has that changed? Certainly since this alarm of this mine worker, but even previously since it was known that there was a breach at the Tanami mine, have more Indigenous Australians in the region, in Central Australia, been keen to get vaccinated?
Well, Fran, as you might expect, since the news broke on Saturday morning of this positive case in a remote area that's not far from Alice Springs, we've had our best vaccination week yet. So there has been a significant increase. We have one remote community where nearly everyone in that community got vaccinated over 2 days that hadn't previously been vaccinated. So we are now seeing people coming forward in much bigger numbers to be vaccinated, which is a great response. We obviously want that to continue. We want people to get tested if they've got a cold, and we want them to come forward to be vaccinated.
There was a lot of concern on display from the Chief Minister and the Chief Health Officer there yesterday about the Indigenous Australians living in around Central Australia in Alice and beyond. Alice is a town of 29,000 people. A number of Indigenous people live in town camps. How many are we talking about? What's the population, would you say, of Indigenous Australians within Alice Springs?
Look, there's around 10,000 Aboriginal people living in Alice Springs, and about 1,500 of those are in the town camps, plus visitors. So there's a significant Aboriginal population. Plus, of course, we have, unfortunately, more than 400 Aboriginal people on dialysis. That's kidney machines in Alice Springs. That's the biggest dialysis unit in the Southern Hemisphere. So we've got people like that to worry about. We've got two aged care nursing homes. So there's lots of reason to be concerned, but fortunately, our Chief Minister, right, and this government, right throughout the epidemic, they believed in the go hard, go early approach. Now, we've gone early and hard with this. We don't have a positive case yet. We've just had a positive person transit through the airport, and they've really acted on the precautionary principle. It's quite different, say, to what's happened in Sydney, where they waited for the Delta variant to have spread right through the city before they blocked down. And really, Sydney's quite a natural experiment. We're yet to see whether a lockdown, the traditional lockdown, will even work with the Delta variant in that situation.
Dr. Hugh Heggie, who's the Chief Health Officer, he had a message directly to the Indigenous Australians of Alice Springs, urging the people in the camps from nearby communities who might be visiting town to stay in town. He said, if you usually live outside of Alice Springs in a community, but you're visiting Alice right now, stay there, do not go home right now. There'll be food and assistance for you. Was that advice well pitched in your view? Would the instinct have been for a lot of people to try and flee lockdown? And what's the state of mind, I suppose, of Indigenous Australians in town and in the remote communities? Do you have a sense of that?
Yeah, look, I think that that was good advice, and it was, it's been fairly well heeded, I think. I think we have learned early on, about a year ago, we did have a policeman and his wife travel straight to a remote community and test positive, and within, you know, half an hour of that news breaking, everyone had scattered. Gone more remote, gone bush, but really, you know, you do have to be very careful to advise people to stay put, and not the immediate instinct is to go bush and go remote, and that you'd be safer. But we don't want people doing that at the moment. People are well supported in Alice Springs. Fortunately, the show had already been called off the day prior out of precaution, even before we knew about this. So
the show?
A lot of people who would have come, the show, the show's on, was going to be on this Friday in Alice Springs. That brings a lot of people to town from remote communities, but it was called off yesterday. So that was the day before yesterday. So people knew that wasn't happening, which would have stopped a lot of people coming into town in the first place. So I think, it was good advice. People are well supported. There's systems in place. There's been a lot of planning for this. There's systems in place to ensure access to food, essential medical care and other services are available to visitors as well as residents.
So, John, just very briefly, we're almost at the news, but you sound pretty confident that things are going to be all right because the vulnerabilities are obvious.
Yeah, look, I think we are reasonably confident that we can get on top of this. As I said, we've gone hard, gone early. We've got reasonably good systems in place to make sure we track and trace people. A great story, another great story yesterday was a person who was unable to be found initially, who's an aged care worker in a remote community. Our chief contact tracer just made a few phone calls to people she knew in that remote area. And within 5 minutes, that person who couldn't be found was on the phone to her. Now, she happens to be in Queensland. She had two doses of Pfizer, which is great. She'll get tested. So we're really able. We've got networks. We've got systems. There's been a lot of planning. We think we'll be able to get on top of this. Plus, we're hopeful that this person wasn't all that infectious last Friday.
And we all hope that too. John, we're going to hit the news. Thank you very much for joining us and good luck there.
Thank you, friend.
Dr. John Boffa from the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress.